I'm Lord Garrett.
I'm Allison Hayes. Living for the next 30-ish minutes, we're gonna sip some booze and spit some news.
Whilst dropping some fat squawk
beats. Bam! And if he ever looks up from his phone, we'll do it with Tom White Wine Mandago Krajewski.
I was looking up articles for the show.
That's
give me a hard time.
You're doing your work, like, after the work already started?
Yeah. Lazy, I'm a writer.
Oh. Well, I'll buy you some time because I need a vent.
Okay.
Oh, let's vent
away, girl. And I have a real problem with this because online are doing some sneaky things, especially with subscription services, where it's like, hey, you get the first month for free, and then you have to put in your credit card details, and then you forget all about it, and then before you know it, you've been charged. There's a couple of things that I am enrolled in, and one of them is a news paper, like an online paper site for Australia, and another one is like a legal aid system.
Okay.
And it's those things where it's like, hey, yeah, we'll just keep you sign up. Yeah, cool, we'll keep taking your money. But to stop your subscription, you need to write into us.
Yes.
Yep. A physical letter, right?
Sometimes it's physical. Sometimes they're all right with email. The Australian one, it's like you need to send in from the post office. And I'm like, don't live in the country.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, you send an email and then they just ignore it.
Yeah.
And so you can't actually get out of this monthly payment.
I do that.
I mean, two of them. I can't escape out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I see this money coming out.
You know what I had to do?
Please.
I got involved in one of these and I sent an email. And then no one responded to it. And I sent an email again. And I was like, I've already sent this email. If you do not respond, I will report you to the
Better
Business Bureau. They wrote right away. They're like, your subscription is canceled. And then cut to a week later, I got charged for it. And I was like, this is unacceptable. Here's my confirmation email. I will be reporting you. And they wrote me back. They're like, you've been refunded. It's okay. And I'm like, you just have to threaten to report them to Better Business Bureau.
Oh, my gosh. So that's all right in America. But in Australia, like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, these are Australian companies.
You have to send a letter from the post office with your credit, Australian card, and you just like... But if you're an online site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you could do?
That's the whole point.
You could report them to your credit card company.
I was going
to
say that. You can tell the credit card company to not pay them.
Yeah, they'll look out for you. Yeah. Like, credit card companies have been very good at protecting the owner of the card.
But, I mean, how sneaky is that these days?
Yeah.
That's all. I just wanted to have a little bit of an old woman whine with my arms crossed about that.
Yeah, good job.
What was that thing back in the 90s and 80s? Because I don't know if you guys had it in Australia. But it was the CD subscription service where you get every CD's a penny or something, and then or something like that, every album, and then after that they roll you into, so you can cancel at any time. Mm. You get as many albums
but
as you want.
But like your first
albums,
one's a penny or something like that. Yeah.
So people would get the first thing and then they would try to cancel it.
Right.
It wouldn't get canceled because even though they say you can cancel anytime, but
I know
that's just
you can cancel anytime if you send a fax machine from Wyoming.
Yeah,
send a fax machine.
Because you have to mail them an actual fax machine with your fax attached to it.
Second, damn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at the moment.
That's why I don't subscribe to many things unless they're really quality products, like the kinds you'll find here on Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night.
But it'd be nice,
Tom. Support our sponsor. Good job.
There is a lot of subscription and streaming services now. I don't know. The world's changing at a rapid rate, guys.
Oh, God. You say that, and that makes you sound like an old woman.
Yeah. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you just might miss
it.
Thanks, Ferris Bueller.
You're welcome.
The best. I have some big news.
Ooh.
If all of our listeners...
I just looked at your hand, by the way.
I just looked at your stomach.
I just looked at your... No, I looked at your ring.
Oh, to see if I was engaged?
I mean, you...
Oh, Jesus. You think I would wait till the second show that we're recording today to tell you that?
I have some big news. And you've got... You're holding
I am holding my left hand like that. That is weird.
God, I just lost 2 years off my life expectancy from
that. Sorry, no. No. It's not even close to that.
Is this going to be the most anticlimactic thing ever?
No, it's cool. It's cool. Just if everyone could, who's listening to this Thursday, tune into NBC and watch Superstore, yours truly will be on it.
That's so fast.
Yeah, April 11th. I shot it in January, so April 11th.
Was that January?
Yeah, it was the beginning of the year. I know. This time has flown because we're old people and that's what happens. But this Thursday I'll be on Superstore.
I thought that was 3 weeks ago, tops.
As we all learned, I never know how things get edited, but I believe what we shot was very funny, so I'd love for people to check it out.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. awesome.
That's another thing. Tweet about it, show Superstore your love and that kind of thing.
So hold on, is there a chance that it's like, you know, you're like, yay, everyone watch it, and then you're just not in it again?
Can they
do that?
I don't think I wouldn't not be in it, but you never, like,
the scenes
you shoot
reduced.
Things and they cut lines. And it has nothing to do with you because network TV has to fit an exact time count.
Got it.
It has to be like a half hour, has to be something like 22 minutes and X seconds. Yeah. And like, because they
not
fit
this show.
It's not a podcast.
Yeah. They ain't loosey goosey like us. So they just figure out things in the edit that they are like, we can cut air if we just lose this one line or we can cut this. So you just never know.
Yeah. Tell us about your character.
I can't because it's all I will say is that when you first see me, I'm a customer in the store.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
I can't wait to see.
Because if I tell you anything else, it just spoils the joke.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Can you tell the name of your character?
I could if I remembered. what was the name of my character?
I'd say the viewing party.
Nancy.
Viewing party.
I do have, what is my name? That's so funny.
What character have you played and you thought the name fit you better than your own name?
Ooh, my character on, I remember this name because it was so awesome, but my character on NCIS, when I died in Mark Harmon's arms, was Navy Lieutenant, Lieutenant Commander Hannah Banks. And I just I felt like, I was like, this is a Hannah Banks.
I went to primary school with a Hannah Banks.
Really?
Yeah, I only know that because I went back home and read like the year 7, you know, like a yearbook version of it. And I was like, oh, that's right, Hannah
that's
Banks.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Joelle, that's right. That's my name on Superstore. Joelle.
Mm-hmm. Joelle. I don't know if I can see you as Joelle.
Maybe you will. That's like, maybe you will after you see.
I find it interesting like what someone's name looks like because like someone once said, oh, you look like a Maud. And I'm like, well, that's absolute bullshit because you've never met another Maud. And it's like, you can't say someone looks like a Maud without offending the person.
Oh,
so
really?
It's like, how does someone look like a name? And we should all suggest a name that is appropriate. Sarah. We should.
Sarah.
Do you not see yourself? You could be. I think you could be a good Sarah.
I could be a Sarah. Sarah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever one else could be.
Yes.
John, Sarah.
John,
oh, I could totally see you being a John.
Right. It sounds just like Tom.
Yeah.
Well, in the end, it's not a stretch. Maybe it's
boring.
I was almost named Alexis.
I see it.
See, that's cool.
Oh, you'd be Lexi then? Sexy Lexi.
I can see that.
Yeah. But I know I've said this on the show, but my middle name is Fesk. So they thought saying Alexis Fesk Hayslip was too difficult.
How do you spell Fesk?
F-E-S-Q. I have a Q
just
in
a
my
Q.
name.
What's that about?
It's my mom's last name. It's French.
There Fesk. It is.
Yep.
Yeah. What's it mean in French?
I have no idea.
You never looked it up?
Do you know what Allison means?
Really? I'm going to look it up.
Son of Al? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Son.
I have no clue.
Allie's son.
I don't know. Aristotle, can you find the meaning of my name anywhere?
My name means battle maiden.
Ooh, battle maiden.
Battle maiden?
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Maud and Matilda have the same derivative. Maud and Matilda are basically the same name. Yeah. I was like, why couldn't I be Matilda?
I must be derived from Alice. So whatever Alice means is probably what I am.
Tom just means twin.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
The origin? Oh, son of Alice.
Wow, you weren't even kidding.
No, I told you.
Wow.
So there were men.
Allison,
there were men
Alice.
Named Allison. That makes a lot of sense for me.
Men named Alice.
No, there were men named. If they were son of Alice, Allison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They must have been named Allison.
Again, season 2, when Tyrion meets Shag, son of Shag. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. That's funny.
There you go.
I would be Maud, daughter of Andrew.
Yeah. I'm Allison, daughter of Bruce.
Bruce.
Good Aussie.
Bruce. Name.
My dad's a total Bruce.
So hold on, what would be my name then? We got Lexi.
I just thought Scarlet for some reason when I looked at you.
Scarlet's good.
Yeah.
I'd say Monique.
Okay, Tom.
You're not good at this game.
All of us just stared at you. We're just like,
Monique.
What?
Come on. I know some Moniques.
Are they unique?
Unique
Monique. Right.
You know you need Monique's New York.
Sherry.
Sherry?
No, that's
Get
horrible,
out.
Too.
I could see Sherry if it was C-H-E-R-I.
Like Sherry.
I'm purposely throwing out names that I don't actually think go with your
My middle name is Elizabeth.
Oh, and I could see an Elizabeth.
I was super resentful because Elizabeth, like, I can easily think of at least five nicknames. Maud, no nickname.
Yeah.
No nickname.
Mandy.
Yeah,
Mandy. Mandy. Yeah, I can see Mandy's a good cool one.
Name. Mandy used to be my alter ego when I went out when I was 18. Mandy for Manchester.
Oh, let's learn more about Mandy. Why did you have an alter ego?
Because Brisbane's boring and I just want to do something different. And I thought that if I was from England, then the sheltered Brisbane dudes would want to buy me a drink more.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it worked really well. Oh, Mandy from Manchester.
You sound like a Beatle. Because they're from Manchester. No, they're from Liverpool.
Okay, so
when I was doing it, my accent was actually awful. It was more like, hello, my name's Mandy. I'm Mandy from Manchester. And then this guy goes, oh my God, you're from England. My friend Dave is going to love you. And I'm like, oh, does Dave like English girls? Amazing. Anyway, Dave rocks up and he's like, oh yeah, hiya. I'm like, what?
I'm from Liverpool.
Like, I heard from you're from England. Where are you from? And I'm like,
oh, he was actually from England.
I'm from Manchester. And he's like, oh, really? Whereabouts? And I was like, south? And he's like, what, around here? And he says like a name of a city. And I'm like, a little bit north from there.
Oh my gosh.
So sprung. Oh, it was devastating.
That's hilarious.
She died that day.
That Mandy. Mandy from Manchester is no longer with us.
What's the drinking age in Australia? Is it
18?
Allison, do you have a fake ID? I never had a fake ID.
No, I didn't. I never felt like I needed one because I was in college and I was like, I didn't need to go to bars.
That's a good point.
People bought alcohol for us. That's like, true. You know? And then there was this one bar near BC where I went to school.
One?
Marianne's. Marianne's is the one that was infamous for being able to get into with any kind of fake ID. You could have the fakest of IDs and you could get in there. But I just never went because I never even had an attempt at a fake ID. And then by the time I turned 21, I was like, I'm not going to fucking Marianne's. That place is a shithole, you know?
16.
Yeah, I'm going to go to fancy bars, which was not that much fancier. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Good old Boston.
Good old Boston.
Good old
big
fan.
Speaking of, St. Patrick's Day was last 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you guys do anything?
No.
Absolutely
not. It's like the best holiday of the year.
Really? Is it? Why is it the best holiday of the year?
Because green beer?
Awesome. No, I'm not that kind of guy.
So why? No, explain. Why best holiday of the year?
Just because everybody's so happy. It was on a Sunday this past year. So I went to my friend's house for a barbecue. They went to go see Flogging Molly at the Palladium. And
that's
super
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, yeah.
And did you wear green the whole time?
I did.
Wow.
A green Guinness shirt, obviously. Normally, I go to a place that plays... I go to a bar called Ireland's 32 out here in the Valley, and they have live Irish bands all day. Because I'm a big fan, but I'm surprised you guys didn't get out on the drinkingest day of the year.
No. I was in New York, and all I did, did you guys saw my drama flying into New York 2 weeks ago, whenever it was? Where
you told us about it.
I already told you.
Yeah, I think you told us about it on the show. Did you know?
This is my first time back.
What? Yeah. This is a recent one.
Yeah. No.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I thought the last time it was like you had the worst turbulence ever.
Oh, that.
Did
no.
Planes.
This was. I was flying in. I was supposed to land at 6:30 or something on Friday, and the flight got delayed a bit, so I wasn't supposed to land till after 7. And then we're in the air, and we get all the way to Newark, New Jersey, and the pilot's they're holding off landings right now because of it's too turbulent to actually land.
Whoa.
He's we just have to, we're in a holding pattern until they open up the airport. And then I didn't even feel like we held for that long. To me, I was another maybe 10 minutes passed. And then he was like, so we don't have enough gas to continue in a holding pattern or enough fuel. So we're going to Albany. And I was like, what? Yeah, we went all the way to Albany, landed in Albany.
Capital of New York.
Sat on the runway for 3 hours because I was flying Alaska, my favorite airline. Alaska doesn't have a terminal at Albany. They don't fly in or out of Albany. So there's no place for them to actually pull the plane into. We sat in where there's private jets. We sat in this random part of the
How did they refuel then?
Well, the airport can still give them fuel. We just weren't at a place a gate. We didn't have a gate. So we just had to sit on this runway.
Where's Albany?
Northwest New York, I think.
There's one in Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
We stole all of the names from everywhere else.
Pretty much.
So.
Nah. Steal everything.
We're the newer country,
and then we
stole it. That's right.
Yeah.
We steal
thieves.
Things.
Yeah. So then we take off. Because we have there's nothing left on the plane to eat or drink. We've gone through it all, and because they can't stock up because they don't have a gate there, they're like, we're going to take off now and just get you closer to your destination. We don't know if we still don't know if we can land in Newark. we were literally they were talking about maybe landing in Philadelphia and like having to shuttle people around. I was like, oh my
God. Hell,
and thankfully, like 40 minutes later, they were like, and we're landing. And I was like, where are we landing? And we landed in Newark. And I was like, all right, great. But I did not get to my point of destination until 12:30 that night.
Ugh.
And then Saturday, I had my grandmother's 95th birthday in South Jersey. So I had to like leave at like 9:30 a.m. to make it down to South Jersey in time for this whole thing and then drive back up. And it was exhausting. Anyway, my point is that Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, okay, I was fucking exhausted. So all I did was unpack.
Thought you were cool.
And like get my life back together.
Okay. I feel like everyone's got a nightmare plane story and no one wins, you know.
No.
It's not a competition, and then one wins, and then they're all as bad as each other.
I will say, I was pleasantly surprised with how well the entire plane handled it.
That's good. That's
admittedly, I was in first class, and I was literally in the front row, so, like, everyone was behind me. But, like, I didn't hear a single person, like, lose their shit or complain or babies cry or anything. We were all just like, all right.
Man, there are some nightmare stories. There's this man who was on a flight in Australia and he was going to Thailand or something and someone just punched him.
What?
And he goes, the only thing I remember seeing is just a fist flying towards my face.
While he was sitting in his seat?
Just on the plane. And then, yeah, someone just like, was super aggravated and they punched him and he's like kind of trying to seek compensation and the airline's like, nothing happened.
Oh my God.
But then I've heard other stories where it's like someone sighed too loudly and they got kicked off the plane because the flight attendant thought it was like, you know, personal or something, you know.
Really?
Or someone just like made a complaint saying like, oh, I don't know what it was.
Maybe there's something to it. Like a few weeks ago, I read that article about they found all these cameras inside these backs of the plane seats. Remember that article?
Oh, yeah.
And they say they claim that they weren't being used. But like that's a good example of that when they should be on, turned on. So like you punch the guy in the face.
Mm. Yeah.
You have evidence of
why
you can sue them.
That's the thing. Like, when you think about it,
planes,
anything that goes down in a plane is so dangerous because you really are stuck and you can't really remove anyone or, no wonder they have those dudes that watch out. What are they called again?
Air Marshals.
Air Marshals.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes played one in Passenger 57.
I've never noticed an air marshal. I can usually go to
have not either.
Good eye for undercover cops
because
they're trying to do like civilian clothes, and you're like, no one wears socks that high with shorts that long.
I don't know. Okay.
Man, I think we should take a little break and then we come back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, we are back. I have some great emails.
Yeah.
For you all.
Yeah, buddy is ready.
This one is entitled Maud Uncut.
Oh, what? What the hell?
This is from Alexandria.
She says, a circumcision.
Just wait for it.
Oh, no.
Hello, HHHH ladies and Tom.
Hello.
And podcat Aristotle.
Aww.
Getting that shout out.
It's your girl, Alexandria. I was at a friend's house the other day, and somehow we ended up telling secrets by candlelight. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
After learning way too much about everyone, one of the guys shared his secret. He likes chatting with Australian girls because they love pictures of his circumcised penis.
What the hell?
That's what he claims.
Hold on. Being a woman, refuse to believe any adult female would enjoy pictures of some random dude's penis.
Thank you.
But apparently, they think it's, quote, cute and or edgy. So now I need to know, is this real? Is this a thing or is he just talking to crazy people? Or do the Sheilas love a good snip snap? If this doesn't make it onto the podcast, I 1000% understand. Of course it was making it onto the podcast, Alexandria. Keep up the good work and I forever look forward to Mondays. And then she says, P.S. I want to thank Maud for all of her nice things she said about me after the last email I sent. I like to think that an alternate universe, it's ladies' night with Allison and Alex and Maud, except I'm Alex and I also have a Tesla.
Nice.
That's so funny. Is this a thing?
That guy sounds like a really big creep, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not like it's... No one's
it's not
ever
like,
seen that before.
But is it not common in Australia?
It's not entirely common because it's like a Jewish thing and we don't have a huge Jewish community, really.
Yeah.
So that's what it stems from. But that guy saying, no, people love seeing
it's cute.
No.
Cute.
That's
Do you really want someone to call your thing
That's wrong.
Anyways,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
oh, Tom, yours is so cute. Tom,
it's so cute.
Thank
yeah.
you for totally making me feel.
Yeah, and that makes me feel icky. I send it to. I send it, and people like it.
It's so adorable. Your penis is so.
Well, stop
so
putting
cute.
A bow on it.
My gosh.
No. Yeah. That's
yeah.
disgusting.
Moral of the story: just try not to send your dick to people.
Yeah.
You know? If you can avoid it, especially if you've never met them.
Yeah.
And if they haven't asked for it.
Have you watched the Amy Schumer comedy special that's on Netflix
one?
Now? Mm. Growing. It's very funny. But she talks about dick pics briefly in it. Oh, and she's like, ladies, this is what you do. When someone sends you a dick pic, send them back a dick pic. And then you can just be like, I thought we were just sharing our favorite dick pics.
I don't know. Yeah, what is the right way to do that?
To send know. One?
No. The right way to handle being sent one. I was at like
That's a good question.
The last time it happened to me, I was hanging out. I was in Australia. Geez. I was with my family and my extended family that I hadn't seen in a very long time. And I just quickly like jumped on and then threw my phone.
Jesus.
Oh. I was like, oh, and it just wrecks my night. Like, it's awful. Okay.
I don't know
it.
If I've ever been sent
really?
One unrequested.
Yeah. That's ladies' night. Wait, okay. That's, first off, awesome that you've requested it. But I just want to go back to you. Like, how did you get that one? Someone that you knew? Or is it, like, on a app or something?
No,
or like...
on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. That's works. A lie. People send me dick pics on Instagram all the time. Oh. I just never...
I really appreciate the preview saver.
Yes, like exactly.
They really? Muddle it for you, and I'm like, I'm not
opening
that.
Like, legal trouble for that?
You would
probably.
Get
they it. Like, it's a direct... You have evidence that specific people.
Yeah.
And it's like and their accounts.
It's the equivalent of going up to someone in, you know, in the trench coat and whoop, flashing. Yeah. But, and like, yeah, you get arrested without doubt for that. So this one's interesting. I guess it's like, I don't know.
Going through the hassle of reporting it, yeah.
Have we got another email?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good one. sibling food rivalry. This is from David Barry.
Hi, David.
Hello, HHHH crew. Your talk about sibling rivalry and food reminded me of a story. And he says, you have to keep in mind that this happened prior to the Tylenol scare, and there wasn't a safety seal. Kids would get into medicine things and, like, overdose.
Oh, well,
so that's why there's, like, the why not medicine things that have, you know, those... tougher caps,
yeah.
childhood.
Yeah, and also, yeah.
But also the things that you rip off the top of new jars.
Yeah.
New bottles and jars of that, like, plastic or whatever it is that you peel off the top that didn't exist.
And also back in the days, like in the 70s, I think, when they would sell medications like aspirin and Tylenol, there wouldn't be those safety things on there.
Yeah.
So there was a guy actually going around poisoning them with, like, pills.
Or
and
people
that
would, like,
people.
Yeah.
Like, there was actually a big case.
Or people would,
that.
Like, switch pills from, like, one bottle to another so they didn't know what they were taking. Yeah.
Messed up.
Yeah, right. People are fucked up. And he says, anyhow, my brother's favorite thing was to be the first to open a jar of peanut butter and break the perfect surface for the first sandwich. However, my mother had a rule. You couldn't open anything new until all the old was gone.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So he had to wait until everything had been scraped out of the current jar before opening the new one. Well, one day he really pissed me off, and there just happened to be a new jar in the cabinet. So I took off the lid, and using the pointy end of a spoon, I carefully wrote, DB was here. And then I screwed it back on tight.
That's funny.
He's like, I know he rushed through the last jar to open the new one and saw what I did, but he never said anything about it. I'm sure he did something to get me back. Good time. Well, that one was a good
amazing.
Time. Yes. I do sort of miss that, like, you can't do stuff like that anymore because it has that freaking thing on it. You know it's been opened.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I know that new feeling, though.
Yeah.
That first, on the peanut butter.
And then you ruin it all. And then you can't do it again for the...
If I eat peanut butter now, I eat the natural stuff because it's so much better for you. It has so much less sugar.
It's like
split. Yeah. It's like you have to stab it in and mix it up and that whole thing.
The oil one. Yeah,
the oil one.
I don't even know if I use it on toast anymore. I only consume peanut butter with a spoon.
Really? You don't put on, like, celery or anything?
No.
Or...
Wow.
That was a thing we did.
You're like, I don't need a vehicle to deliver this to my mouth other than a spoon.
There's been a couple of close calls with it as well. Like, I don't know if you've had it. There's too much. I swallowed so much, and it, like, coated and just got stuck down the sides of my throat.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, this is actually going to go quite badly.
Oh, no.
And you kind of have to start going, where's some liquid? What am I going to do to get through this? But it's like
the milk commercial. Got milk?
That's right.
Aramba. Home Bow. What? Oh my gosh, you probably never saw this commercial. Oh my God, it's like the most famous milk commercial. Because really? Milk used to have the campaign that was just like, got milk?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like all these scenarios in which it's like, you should have had milk. And it's this guy sitting in the Aaron Burr, like, memorial museum or something like that. And he's listening to the radio. And the announcer's like, for $10,000, call in and tell us who shot Alexander Hamilton. And the guy calls in and they're like, you're our lucky caller. What's it? And he's eating a peanut butter sandwich. And he's like, Ella. And the radio teacher's like, I can't understand you. He's like, Ella. He's like, I'm sorry, moving on. And then he just goes, oh, there it is. Can we get volume so she can hear it? Oh, see? But it's like all the stuff. He's just surrounded by Aaron Burr.
Oh,
I
forgot about this.
Oh, yes. See, and his mouth is all.
He's cutting. Aaron
Burr. Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr. That guy's gone on to do some movies,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has no milk, and he can't. All he's saying is, Aaron Burr, Aaron Burr.
That's quite funny.
And they hang up. And Aaron Burr. And then he gets to, and Aaron Burr. Got milk.
Yeah, not only did that commercial not get to Australia, but I had no idea what the answer would have been.
Me neither, actually.
Not with the massive success of Hamilton?
I haven't seen
musical?
I haven't seen it either.
Wow. Yeah, well, no desire to see it.
Wow.
I haven't seen it either.
Didn't mean to say it like
wait
that.
Wait a second.
I just totally insulted your people. Oh, I didn't see Hamilton either then. How was that then? Good?
What? Yeah.
Good. Your accent?
Right, yeah.
Oh.
It's not terrible.
Right.
I've heard so much worse.
I'm awful.
Do it.
No, I can't.
Please, Alice, just do an Australian accent.
Awful.
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 That wasn't awful.
Awful.
That was mediocre.
That sounds mediocre.
Mediocre?
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
I either sound British or I sound
like a Kiwi.
Like a pirate.
Like everyone starts doing
like a Crocodile Dundee.
Ooh, I think I told you I didn't see that movie until a couple of years ago. I was so upset.
Why?
It has dated terribly.
Oh, no.
Terribly.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He grabs a woman by the crutch because he thinks that he's, and I quote from the movie, a tranny.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Oh.
No, you're right, though. That's definitely like an 80s thing. That
yeah.
They would do
like that. I watched that. I was like, I feel bad. This is how we're known.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I always think that, like, when I saw the first Blade Runner, I was like, Harrison Ford's a little rapey in this
is
movie.
He? I don't
yeah,
remember.
Yeah, he's like,
I
convinces.
Don't... Podcast's
the...
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? I don't remember.
He convinces, what's her face? The
Sean Young?
Yes. He, like, just, he, like, tells her that she wants to have sex with him. And, like, forces her up against
the
wall. And, like,
you
yeah.
want to have sex with me.
Oh, God.
You will.
That's all right, should we get to an yourself. Article?
Sure. Speaking of, just real quick, I just read an article about, there's an article here, but I guess the campaign that they used for the one with Chris Hemsworth.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Here's the game. You just tell me that, and I'll tell you what the article's about.
Go ahead.
The Super Bowl ad that he did with that guy who's in the show EastEnders or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. Eastbound and Down.
That's the one.
Danny McBride.
That's it. That fake commercial, but it was for the Australian tourism for the apparent Crocodile Dundee 3 or whatever, has actually increased New South Wales tourism by about 4.5 million or 4.5 million people.
New South Wales?
Yeah, that's the state.
It's a new
yeah.
It's a state.
That's where Sydney
4.
Is.
4.5 million people?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Am I right?
It actually worked?
Like, it added like I could be wrong, 100 million in revenue or something too.
Oh my gosh.
Something crazy like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I love it when advertising actually works.
It's a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
Even though it was
a joke
it was blatantly cliche, it was enough to get people just to see if it was true. And Chris Hemsworth he's an ambassador of Australia.
Oh my God! Well, I mean, he should be.
Yeah,
he's a beautiful and wonderful human being.
Isn't he beautiful?
Yeah,
that's a beautiful body.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you put in that kind of work, you've got to appreciate it, and I will appreciate it.
I will appreciate
every damn day.
My all day long.
Every damn day.
What?
He's a handsome man.
Sorry, I do read a lot of headlines every day, and the stuff
that's fine.
Sticks.
I like that you just read the headlines.
But I can.
Read a lot of articles. I just read the headlines.
I could quote it back verbatim, though. And I get them for like 24 to 48 hours and then they go again. Yeah.
You got another one for us, buddy, since Maude just told the entire...
No, that was fine. I didn't actually have that one with me, but that was good.
Give me a clue. See if I know it.
Okay. It's being hard. It's a lot harder to wear like tights these days, or what do you guys call them? Yoga pants.
Tights these days.
You heard me.
What?
Yeah, it's a lot harder to wear tights these days.
What?
Leggings.
Leggings. Yes.
Okay. So
workout leggings.
Workout leggings and yoga pants.
Okay, got it. It's harder to wear them.
Well, because you have people like this around. Notre Dame students wear leggings to protest mom calling garment immodest.
What?
So let's
see. I have not heard this.
No.
All right. All right. On Monday, a writer identified as Marianne White unleashed 600 words on the problem of leggings.
Oh.
Specifically how they're worn by young women all over the country as part of casual daytime outfits.
Yes.
In a letter to the editor.
Athleisure wear.
Yep. In a letter to the editor of The Observer, Notre Dame's student-run newspaper, "I'm not trying to insult anyone or infringe upon anyone's rights," White wrote. "I'm just a Catholic mother of four sons with a problem that only girls can solve. Leggings."
Oh,
or
only
as I
girls
call them,
can solve
tights
it.
You gays, right?
Tights
these gays, yeah. Students at Notre Dame were less than impressed with White's argument, which centered on the tired idea that women are responsible for the way men react to how they are dressed. In the comment section, sparks flew. What the heck?
Wow.
She had thought about writing the letter for a long time. She waited, holding out hope that fashions would change.
Oh, my gosh.
And preclude the need. But disappointment met her at every turn.
The need, because she needed to write that letter.
Yes.
What did she see so upset? Are we talking like a meaty kind of?
No, she probably saw her sons reacting.
Yes.
Then she needs to have a Catholic word.
With her sons.
About the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So... The quote for her,
an anti-Catholic word, really. Probably that's making it all problematic.
She was relaying a story how she was sitting at a cafe at the university, I think it was, at Notre Dame, which is why it's Notre Dame.
Got
she
it.
Was there with her sons, and there were these girls sitting right, you know, next to them, and a bunch of them were wearing black spandex. And she says, "You couldn't help but see those blackly naked rear ends."
Blackly naked?
Blackly naked rear
what
ends.
What a weird way to describe it. It sounds like she has the problem. This sounds like her deal.
Yeah. I didn't want to see them, but they were unavoidable. How much more difficult for young guys to ignore them?
Oh, my gosh.
So she's feeling
completely
like
she's projecting onto her sons.
It sounds like she's felt compromised. She's compromised God. Because she checked out a young woman.
Oh, yeah. There you go. She feels guilty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
Catholic
what I'm
guilt.
Saying. Yeah.
Stop dressing like that because my eyes will wander and that is your fault.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And then she says, "Could you think of the mothers of sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead? Consider the moms of boys who might be looking at you.
That is not my responsibility.
Tell your sons that women wearing tight leggings for comfort and flexibility purely is not a flirtatious thing.
No.
It's not a consensual.
Right. So there's going to be an event about them, I guess, marching in the leggings.
Oh, good for Notre Dame.
I will say, even though I don't condone anything that white woman just said, her name was White.
Right.
is that people that wear flesh-colored leggings or gym wear?
Flesh-colored.
It's just weird.
That.
It's just a little weird.
My God. A friend of mine, she'd posted a gym selfie, and she's quite pale, and she was wearing a very light peach flesh-toned. It was flesh-toned gym top and bottom.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't see where one started and the other ended.
Really?
And I was just like, I mean, like, first of all, if you're not wearing black, what's the sweat pattern gonna do?
Oh,
yeah, flesh colored.
Well, it doesn't have to be black, but it has to be, like
to,
I have
to
like
convey
or
like heavily patterned.
Patterned, yeah.
Yeah, but she's wearing flesh colored exercise gear.
No, but I do. I have one pair of kind of like red leggings, and I've like taken certain classes in them, and I look down, and I'm like, cool, can't take this kind of class in these anymore. Because that's just unattractive.
Really?
Yeah.
I did a Bikram yoga where it was like sweating, and I saw a guy's ball sweat patch because he was wearing gray shorts, and I was like, I don't need to do Bikram ever again, I never did.
Yeah.
He bent over, like it's a bending over thing. And I was like, glock.
I went to a hot yoga class with my friend Lily a couple weeks ago,
Hot Lily. Gorgeous.
Hot Lily.
Went to a hot yoga class with Hot Lily. Yeah,
that's hot.
And, it started out and I was like, okay, I can do this. And then, like, you get halfway through and I was like,
this is how I die.
This is how I die. And then, like, right near the end of the class, the instructor was like, and now go back into downward dog. And I was just like, nope. I've got no more downward dogs in me. I'm just going to child pose it out for the rest.
No one needs to be around this.
No, I got no more. I got no more.
As people, there's some things you shouldn't do when you are that level of sweaty. I don't even like to share a steam room with people, you know? Like, I just, that's a lot of body.
Oh, that's the other thing. I was realizing in the wall of this yoga studio, it kind of had the back wall. How do I describe this? There were clearly skylights up higher than the wall, but the ceiling came. There was like a gap between the ceiling and the actual back of the wall where there were skylights up higher. Like you didn't see the skylights, but the lighting was great on the back wall. And I would notice, like, kind of whenever we would look back there, that there were streaks down the side of the wall. And I was like, oh, it must have leaked. Like that when it rained, it must have leaked and it's like water damage. And then I was like, oh, no, it's from so much sweat being in this room.
There was sweat,
it's
like, precipitation.
Yes.
It was like,
it was sweat condensation.
That's why I work out at home, because I do sweat a lot. So I work out at home.
Like, I don't.
That makes sense.
You don't?
I've timed it. I've been in a sauna, and I'm talking like 57 degrees or whatever it is, Celsius.
Oh, I'm like 57 degrees?
Yeah,
that sounds miserable.
I probably wouldn't sweat in there either.
It was very, very hot, and I've timed it. It's like 8 minutes before I start even getting any sort of perspiration. Eight minutes in there. Yeah.
Wow.
And like I look around and everyone else is just like dying and they're trying to call it and I'm like, I haven't even broken yet.
I get real red face. Like when I get sweaty or when I work out. So it's like other women, like, they work out and they like glow and shit like that. And I look like I've had a heart attack.
So I'm like, because I have friends like that as well. They'll run around the block.
Yeah.
And they're red for like half
a
day.
I think it's just like the blood flow or the, something like that.
My hands get fat sometimes when I run because
it's that's happened to me.
Yeah. And itchy and it's like blood's actually reaching the ends of my fingertips for the first time in 7 months. Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's what that's supposed to feel like. All right.
I think we did it.
We're calling it.
Did we do it? We're getting the nod from the podcast.
All right,
great. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. If you would like to email us, email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us and share us with your friends on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, Himalaya. Awesome. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And with us was Tom.
White wine.
Thank you.
Mandango. Kryeski.
Ooh. Oh.
Hello.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.